So the reason I chose William Peace was because of their stellar game design program. It's very rare to find a game design program in the United States at all, let alone North Carolina. And this place seemed like the right place for me for where I wanted to go and the connections I could make within the program.
Turn your hobby into a career in one of the highest paid professions in the country with William Peace University's Simulation and Game Design program. Master design, 3D modeling, and programming in a state-of-the-art space with the latest and most remarkable technologies available. Find out more at peace.edu.
Real quick, remember last week we did... You give me a one time. This was Friday. Yes. Did a one timer question about Scottie Scheffler going to win this tournament, and he was kind of back in the pack a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I went, no, come on, and he's just playing because it's one of those elevated events where everybody's playing.
Yeah.
And his wife's about to have a baby, so he's probably exhausted from winning the Masters and distracted, and then like, yeah, no, he won again.
Yeah, I did.
We are this close to Tiger Woods territory.
Yep.
Scottie. Or everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to think about it. Scotty's playing? Yeah, maybe Scotty.
Yeah.
To that end, shouts and good luck to the Wake Preparatory Academy golf team who is right now en route to their golf jamboree this afternoon. Good luck. Yes. Somehow my son snuck onto the team. All right. So shouts to all you guys. Give him heck over at Falls Village. All right. Let's bring in a Stanley Cup champion, a Hurricanes legend, and my friend Eric Cole, who joins us on the Adam Gold Show. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thanks. How have you been?
I've been good. I mean, I got nothing going on. We go to a playoff game. Did you know, be a soccer dad, the whole thing. You know how this world works. let me ask you about game one, because while I thought Frederik Andersen was 100 times in a row the first star of the night, in retrospect I was kind of glad that it was Yevgeny Kuznetsov, because I thought he could not have been more real in the post game, where he said, we got away with it tonight, basically. We have to be better. I thought that was a great dose of reality for everybody.
Yeah, I think as players, you always recognize when you're on your game and you're not. And obviously, I agree with him. I don't think the Hurricanes had their best stuff, whether it's just, you know, all the energy and emotion that's in the building, and the anticipation and the excitement of the moment was getting the better of them. But the Islanders came in and played well, and the Hurricanes were able to pull out a victory despite not having their best game. And I think Freddie was a big reason that they were able to take game one.
Yeah, I think just getting through the second period at 1-1, I thought the first period, even though I thought the Islanders probably liked the way it was played better than Carolina did, I thought it was a relatively even period. Though Carolina was better early and better at the end of the frame, Islanders kind of controlled the middle. But the second period, other than Brady, there were like 2 minutes of really good from the Canes. Brady Shea hit the inside of the left post from the left point. And then there were a couple of quick chances, but from, I don't know, maybe the 18-minute mark to the end, I mean, I thought New York controlled, and honestly, they had to be kicking themselves that they didn't have a lead. Maybe going to the third period, Carolina looked like kind of lucky to be 1-1. Maybe that gave them a little bit of kind of an energy boost, because they certainly played better in the third.
Yeah, I think they were definitely fortunate to get out of the second, tied 1-1. There just wasn't a lot of sustained pressure. And when your chances are just going to be one and done, and, you know, you're kind of sucking the life out of the building as the visiting team, that's exactly what you want to do on the road in the playoffs, is just try and, you know, meet that crowd as much as you can. The Islanders played really well. I mean, they played really well down the stretch to get to this point in the playoffs. And so they, you know, they are a real threat. They're a good team. And I think that the Hurricanes, you know, should be able to regroup and be, you know, refocused and ready to go for tonight's matchup.
Eric Cole is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. The save Anderson made on Noah Dobson after the attempt goes off the post, which I brought the house down. It was just such an amazing, athletic, lucky, because we have to, we also have to credit, you have to be lucky sometimes. Dobson had a lot of net, and somehow Frederick Pilates, I don't know how he got up, you know, from the seat of his pants, propelled himself up to make the save. But it looked like that energized the building, energized the crowd, and it was moments later when Steph Nason, I think it was might have been two shifts later, when Steph Nason made it 2-1 Carolina. And I don't think Carolina dominated from that point on, but they were certainly better.
Yeah, they were definitely better from that point on. But that's, I mean, you'll see it constantly throughout the playoffs. A big save at one end, and it leads to a goal at the other end. It happens all the time, and it's those little momentum shifts like that. For me, that save, I think, was more important to...
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Financial advice industry can be overwhelming for a lot of people. Is there a way to be sure you're getting the best service when you don't know?
Yeah, Adam, it's not just if you gave the money to a planning team and they did good the first year. I mean, anyone could do good for 1 year, but it's a track record and it's a long-term accounts that are very important. We call that a financial fill-up strategy, Adam, and that gives you lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll put together for you, the listener, your very own total retirement plan if you call right now.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Freddie than anyone else in the building.
Right.
I think that just him being there in that moment, making that save, hopefully that's a huge confidence boost for him that, hey, like I'm here, I'm in it. I'm playing really, really well right now. I'm feeling healthy. And, you know, just for his psyche as we move through the playoffs.
Eric Cole is joining us here. All right, I've already said it. I'm going to talk to Rod at 5:02 or something today. And the first question I'm going to ask him is, who's your goaltender? I anticipate the answer will be Anderson. If he says we're going with Piotr tonight, I will not say, are you nuts? Because Kochetkov's been great since the middle of December. Legitimately has been just an outstanding player. But if you were making the call, who would it be?
Freddie. 100% Freddie tonight. For me, the game for Piotr would be game 3, the first one on the road. In a what's going to be a loud environment. You throw him in there and he's excited about the opportunity and the challenge, and you hope you steal game 3 from them there. That would be how I would look at it and how I would run it. Plus it gives, you know, it gives the Islanders a different look, in goal. So, you know, just when they, you know, maybe think that they're figuring something out on Freddie, you know, that you got to worry about the other guy. I'm sure that in their dressing room, they're preparing for both goaltenders and they have scouting reports up for both guys on the board.
Rather than ask you who stood out, let me just ask you about Yevgeny Kuznetsov, who I think hit the wall after coming back, after the adrenaline wore off the first few games. Totally predictable. I know I've used the example, Justin Williams. I thought in the season that was ultimately shut down for COVID, I thought he came out in his first couple of games back. You could tell he had a lot of adrenaline, and then I thought there was a natural valley. Even though it was denied by people I talked to about that, I just thought it was natural, and I thought the same thing was going to happen to Kuznetsov. But I thought he started to come back at the end of the year, just didn't have any production. I thought he was good against the Islanders in Game 1. What did you see from him? How good can he be?
Well, I mean, I think that this is just a really great environment for him to, you know, rejuvenate his career. I think that I feel like he recognizes the opportunity. He's got some friends on the team. He's got respect for the coach and the organization. And I know the players are, you know, excited to have him here. He's brought in a real positive energy to the group. I think, you know, with that lull that you were talking about, you see it a lot, even with guys, you come back from injury and, you know, for about 2 weeks, you're bulletproof, but then, you know, the dog days kind of, you know, restart on you, and you know, the grind kind of gets to you a little bit. And so it takes a little bit of time to, you know, kind of re-acclimate your body to get used to what it's like to be, you know, at the rink day in, day out with the travel and just, you know, everything that comes with being a pro. But I think he was really good in game one. I thought, I mean, the shot that he made was all world.
Yes.
There wasn't a lot of room up there. you know, he lets the, you know, there's a little bit of a moving screen. He lets the guy go by, take away the goalie's eyes. And you know, when you see that from players that are, you know, their heads up, pucks on their stick, and they're just, you know, they're watching that front of the net. You see it a lot from some of the top, you know, defensemen in the league where, you know, they're just waiting to where that, you know, they know that goalie's vision is taken away and they snap a shot from the blue line and it finds its way into the net. You know, that's, you know, that to have that kind of poise and confidence with the puck speaks volumes.
It was just such a great shot, and it was so well-timed as Steph Nason, who I thought was a huge player in the game. Obviously, the goal that made it 2-1, but that net front was so good. Let me ask you, because I think Andrei Svechnikov is Carolina's best power forward since number 26, Eric Cole, wore the Canes uniform. Expectations for him going into these playoffs, and I mean, he's got to be amped since he sat out last year.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food, we're doing some giveaways, we have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives, 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
Yeah, I think, you know, from everybody's standpoint, the expectations for him are definitely very high. I think with that being said, you know, the expectation and probably pressure that he's, you know, put on himself is even greater. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure that he, you know, he wants to be, you know, a difference maker and, you know, wants to be a guy that, you know, scores big goals, you know, wins his battles, plays hard. He just, I mean, does all the things that a power forward should be doing. I mean, while he's a great player, you know, in the regular season, you know, the way that he can play and with his style, his ability, and his strength, you know, he should be built to be, you know, really dominant in playoffs. So I would look for him to factor in tonight. I think that, you know, I feel like the entire team really, you know, got their feet wet on Saturday night, and I would expect the team's going to have a much better game here tonight.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I actually thought, even though he wasn't on the score sheet, except I guess he was because he took the penalty, I didn't even hate the penalty. Normally, the penalties that Andre has taken, I kind of dislike because they seem unnecessary. I just think it was kind of unfortunate, but I didn't hate it. I loved Andre's game pretty much start to finish. If he just keeps playing like that, I think the points are going to come. Eric Cole?
Yeah, that's one thing. I mean, that can be difficult sometimes in the playoffs where, you know, you're not quite sure exactly what you're going to get out of the officiating. And, you know, like late in the season, sometimes, you know, with some of these big games down the stretch, you know, they're letting a little bit more go, and, you know, they're kind of maybe turning a blind eye to, you know, certain plays that they don't necessarily do in December or January or something like that. And then, you know, the playoff hits and, you know, some, I don't know if a memo comes down from the league or what, but you're just like, well, I mean, you've been letting that go for 2 months and now you're going to call this, you know, like, you got to try and get a beat on the officials. I'm sure Roddy's even got, you know, like scouting reports of the officials, like what the tendencies are of, you know, calls that they make and things like that. But I mean, you look at the games yesterday and, you know, there's some plays that happened in the games yesterday that you are shaking your head at that you're like, how is that not a penalty?
It just depends.
Yeah, you're never quite sure, you know, what you're going to get, but it's important to get a read on that, you know, as soon as you can, and even just, you know, talk to the officials, but, you know, in a respectful manner. And I think, you know, 9 times out of 10, you'll be able to get an understanding of where they're at.
Eric Cole, you're the best, man. I'll talk to you soon. I'll see you at the rink.
Absolutely. Sounds good, bud.
Thanks, man. Eric Cole here on the Adam Gold Show.
So when I was looking to transfer, it was a lot of one-on-one, and it didn't feel like I got lost in a huge university because I knew that if I came here, there was going to be someone I could talk to about every aspect of the courses I needed to take. But also, too, I loved the smaller classroom sizes, and I liked how interactive and immersive all of the learning was going to be. It wasn't just going to be me sitting in a room with a couple hundred people and a professor who didn't know my name.
To find out more about transferring to William Peace University, visit peace.edu.